would you support an Irish Language Act?
I don't. Right. Okay. This is an interesting point, Stephen. If I can, so let me try and give you an answer, and please give me the opportunity here. I believe the Irish language enhances our identity and it enhances our culture. I believe it should be promoted. I believe it should be funded. I believe it should be respected. And I think
it gets all that now. But if you're going to be a leader, a game-changing leader in Northern Ireland, some people might argue that for a unionist leader to say, do you know what? Yeah, doesn't threaten my Britishness if there were an Irish Language Act. So I'm just trying to, because it's an issue, clearly it's an issue which leaders will need to declare their hand on. Would you contemplate supporting an Irish Language Act?
As we speak now, Stephen, no. And I'm going on to explain to you my reasons why. And having told you that Irish language is as much my language as it is anybody else's language, and I cherish that in exactly the same as anybody else does, but I have a genuine concern that an Irish Language Act could divide society more than it is divided now. And that is that we could be walking down parts of our towns and our cities, and you'll walk up one road and you'll see road signs in English and Irish, and up another road and you'll see road signs and services in English and Ulster,
Scots. But you've just talked about inclusion a matter of moments ago.
And that's a division. Yes, and what I'm trying to say is we need to reach out to that Irish language community.
Reach out to them by giving them rights enshrined in legislation for what they see as a language of their heritage, of their right.
Absolutely.
Reach out to them, Doug.
Absolutely. And Stephen,
you might get an assembly. You might be the man that could be part of bringing an assembly back to Northern Ireland if you did.
Yes, Stephen, and I'm talking to you here, and I started off by telling you that the Irish language is as much my language as everybody else, that I respect it and that I cherish it, that I will fund it, that I will make sure that it is respected.
That happens already.
Well, it doesn't.
And it's not enough for the biggest nationalist party in Northern Ireland.
It doesn't happen already, Stephen.
It is funded already.
Yes, no, but it's been denigrated as well. And we know what happened when it was denigrated. The point that I'm making, Stephen, and you're stopping me here without allowing me to make that point, is that if something is going to create division, then it concerns me. I do not want a society divided even more. This is not denying people something. I want to make sure they get it. It's how we go about doing that. And an act is not necessarily the right thing. Let me give you an explanation, Stephen. Now, this is the extreme, but I'm just going to give you it anyway, but just so you understand where I'm coming from. Take yourself to Bosnia. Bosnia is split in half, by the way. Half of it, culturally, is called the Republic of Srpska. The other half is the Federation of Bosnia-Herzegovina. But take yourself down to Mostar. Mostar has two fire brigades. One speaks one language, one speaks the other language, and they only answer fires in their own communities. Now, I'm not saying we're going that way, but I don't know how we're going to divide Northern Ireland up by having an act which separates areas within towns and cities and the countryside. That concerns me. That's all I'm saying. That concerns me. So I would not sign up to an Irish Language Act.
Never?
Well, we have to move forward, Stephen, and if there's a conversation to be had. And you know what? I think there would be merit. I really think there would be merit.
But sorry, in terms of that, because you're being quite open today.
Yeah.
Terms of that specific question I just asked you, would you never contemplate an Irish Language Act, or could you be persuaded?
As I was going to say, Stephen, if people could take it in themselves to park the Irish language, to take the heat out of the Irish language, to take politics out of the Irish language, and let people move forward with it and see how it grows and see if we can get agreement right across all communities. Because the Irish language is in unionist communities.
Okay, so if people did that, what were you going to say? If people took the heat out of it, might there be a time where you would contemplate an Irish Language Act?
If people took the heat and the politics out of it and stopped weaponising it, then I could look at this. And I could look at this in the same way I am no less British when I stand in Cardiff the Millennium Stadium, and watch Wales play rugby and they sing their national anthem in Welsh. I feel no less British. Or when I go to Scotland and I see road signs in Scottish Gaelic, and I feel no less British. And I could see a time where maybe that would be here in Northern Ireland. But you can't do that while right at this moment in time it's so incredibly politicised and it has been weaponised.
Okay.
So it needs to be taken out of the Irish language.
So if I listen carefully to what you've said that if there were less heat around it, you could, as a future potential leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, you would be prepared to sit down and talk to Sinn Féin about the possibility of an Irish Language Act.
Well, Why do I have to sit down and talk to Sinn Féin? Why is this not a conversation for everybody, Stephen? This is not just Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin do not own the Irish
but
language.
You would sit down with their party as well as other parties. Is that correct?
I would speak to everybody, but here's what
about
you're
about the
me.
Potential of an Irish language.
Stephen, here's what you're after with me. You're after a soundbite. And I'm telling
I'm not.
But at this moment,
I'm really not.
Between me and you, I'm telling you now, I cannot support an Irish Language Act. That's the fact.
But you're open-minded about the potential for one in the future.
I'm open-minded. Of course I'm open-minded. Why would nobody be open-minded? That doesn't mean in 5 years that my position will have changed.
It has been felt.